Immediately after his public address to a shaken nation after September 11, 2001, President George Bush turned to his White House staff and gave them secret orders to allow torture, saying, "I don't care what the international lawyers say, we are going to kick some ass." In the months that followed, administration attorneys translated the president's unlawful orders into U.S. policy by adopting three controversial neoconservative doctrines. Number one, the president is above the law. Number two, torture is legally acceptable. And number three, the U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo Bay is not U.S. territory. Then the Bush administration began building a global gulag for torture at Abu Ghraib, Bagram, Guantanamo, and half a dozen additional sites worldwide. In February 2002, the White House assured the CIA that the administration's public pressure to abide by the Geneva Conventions did not apply to its operatives, and the White House also allowed the agency 10 enhanced interrogation, i.e. torture, methods designed by agency psychologists, including waterboarding. Through this total three-phase attack on sensory receptors, cultural identity, and individual psyche, Guantanamo perfected the CIA's psychological torture paradigm. After regular inspections of Guantanamo from 2002 to 2004, the International Red Cross reported, "The construction of such a system cannot be considered other than a form of cruel, unusual, and degrading treatment, and a form of torture." From the History of Mental Torture in the USA by Dr. Alfred McCoy. Quote from Targeted Individual, TI. "The goal is to create a nationwide system of, quote, vigilantes, unquote, who do not think for themselves but follow orders. The evil-doing U.S. government-paid defense contractors, private army of shooters, not thinkers. The network is run by contractors and by DHS's, Department of Homeland Security's, 78 fusion centers. The propaganda is that they are fighting terrorists, and that is what they tell these vigilante suckers. The truth is that they are constructing a nationwide GPS cell phone-directed prison system that now contains all Americans."